NAU Chen
with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Sydney man is potentially facing jail time and a $50,000 fine for allegedly stealing sacred green tree pythons from Cape York. 49-year-old Clint Spiteri has pleaded guilty via phone from Sydney for taking or keeping a natural resource from a protected area which holds significant meaning to Indigenous culture. The incident, which occurred in late 2024, found that Spiteri and two others had allegedly stolen 6 green tree pythons and 2 brown tree pythons, as well as possessed 3 snake hooks in their car, which was discovered by rangers in Cape York. Prosecutor Lachlan Rush told the court that a representative of the Kuku Yao people stated green tree pythons hold profound spiritual significance and the taking of them is an attack on the balance of country. Despite Mr. Spiteri, who represented himself, being deeply apologetic for the incident, he has been previously convicted of similar charges of taking and keeping wildlife. In other news, the mayor of an outback town in far north Queensland has warned that the Queensland government plans of building public housing on flood-affected land. Burketown, located on the Gulf of Carpentaria, has been allotted with 7 dwellings planned for the government's upcoming affordable housing scheme, set to deliver over 50,000 social and affordable houses across the state. Berkshire Mayor Ernie Camp stated that he had warned the Queensland government of the potential dangers of flooding and offered alternative suggestions. However, these suggestions were denied. A Queensland Department of Housing spokesperson stated that flood assessment and management planning was provided to the Berkshire Council in May 2023. However, locals and other council members are opposed to the proposed plan. Early works are already in progress and the construction is set to be completed by early to mid 2026.
In national news, a drug raid at Colombardi property in northern New South Wales has ended in chaos after police discovered an exotic zoo. A man was arrested after a white Toyota Hilux was searched on Wednesday as part of a months-long drug operation in the Kempsey region. When the police searched his home, they discovered a wide array of deadly protected animals. 15 exotic animals from 6 separate species were discovered in total. "It's not every day we enter a premise and there's a saltwater crocodile in the bedroom," from Detective Acting Superintendent Brad Abdi. "It appears he may have been involved in selling these exotic animals," Detective Abdi said. The animals were removed and placed into care. The man faces multiple charges, including commercial cannabis cultivation and supply, possessing multiple illegal firearms, and knowingly allowing the premises to be used for drugs.
In other national news, amid weeks of debate about the state of the frontline firefighting and funding, Country Fire Authority volunteers share issues during the previous Victoria bushfires, including radio failures, trucks breaking down, and chaotic team deployments. Volunteer firefighter John Hopper talks about how the volunteers were given N95 masks, similar to what people wore during COVID. "The problem with this is that during a bushfire, these masks are not sturdy enough," stating that it is dark, you're on the back of a truck with embers flying at you, and the elastic on the mask breaks when you need to adjust it. Volunteers sharing this information want to avoid the political debate about state government funding that has entrenched the organization in recent weeks. Gippsland volunteer Beck Closter saying that, "I don't think using politics in the middle of an actual firefight with people losing houses is an ideal scenario." Despite this, several frontline volunteers are still speaking out, saying that the problems on the ground have become so significant that is leading to difficult conversations about the future of the Country Fire Authority. Chief Officer Jason Heffernan says that the authority is working on addressing several of the issues raised. In international news, fishers in Brazil are currently working to revive the well-known postcard spot of Rio de Janeiro's Guanabara Bay. Guanabara Bay is pretty on paper, however, the bay itself is one of the most polluted coastal environments. The Guanabara Bay is a mangrove area in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. whilst only making up less than 1% of forests worldwide, mangroves provide home to marine species, which then help support the fishers. They protect coastal areas against certain types of natural disasters and provide a carbon sink that, compared to any other Brazilian forest, absorbs 2 to 4 times more carbon. The first conservation area for mangroves began with APA Guapimirim, a mangrove in Rio de Janeiro. Locals have worked to recover 320 hectares of land in the protected area so far. Thanks to the APA Guapimirim Conservation Project, local fisher and environmentalist Alaido Malafia states that if the APA Guapimirim hadn't been created on 25th September 1984, Guanabara Bay would have died. Locals are still working towards the restoration and preservation of Guanabara Bay.
For your 10 a.m. weather, Brisbane is mostly sunny with 29% cloud cover, medium wind at 20 kilometers per hour increasing over the day, and it is currently 29 degrees and it feels like it too. The UV index is 10 and will reach a maximum of 12, which is very high. Thank you for tuning in to our 10 a.m. Zedlines. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.